Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Slack. Slack is a collaboration hub for work that makes sure the right people in your team are always in the loop and key information is always at their fingertips. Learn more at slack.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am the founder of Accidental Creative. I'm also the author of several books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need, which is all about how to create an environment in which creative teams and creative people thrive. And actually, I'm excited to announce we've been working for about the last 8 months on a project that we are just now going public with. A few people that hover around AC World knew about it prior to this, but it's called the Herding Tigers Workshop. And we have just launched the online version of the Herding Tigers Workshop. If you go to herdingtigersworkshop.com, it is a four-hour version of our two-day Herding Tigers Workshop where I am teaching a live audience and I'm talking you through the elements, the nuances, and some of the complexities of leading creative teams. There are plenty of exercises. There's a workbook to help you engage with the content. We talk through things like how to make the transition from maker to manager. How do you make the transition, the mindset transition from peer to coach? How do you move into an environment where you have to earn the trust of your team, and how do you manage that trust every single day, and how do you provide stability and challenge for each individual on your team to make sure they thrive? So if you want to know more about the Herding Tigers Workshop, it's a great thing for you to go through, but it's also a great thing for you to work through with your team. Show it to your team and then have some conversation about the topics, and it will help you refine and grow your culture and your leadership. So check it out at herdingtigersworkshop.com. And today we're going to talk about an element of creative leadership from my book, Herding Tigers. We're going to talk about how to measure and monitor what you're doing individually and also as a team to make sure that you're accomplishing your most important work. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Slack. Slack is a collaboration hub for work, whatever kind of work you do. With Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop and the information they need is always at their fingertips. Teamwork on Slack happens in channels, letting you organize conversations and information around projects, offices, and teams. And because everything you need is in one place, it's faster and it's easier to get things done. With Slack, your team is better connected. Find out more at slack.com. You can reduce your emails, streamline your team's communication. It connects all the tools and services you already need and already use in one place. It'll save you time and improve your productivity. And it works wherever you go. They have mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly, so you can always pick up right where you left off, no matter where you are. Slack is where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. That's slack.com. We thank Slack for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about everybody's favorite subject. Let's talk about your metrics. How do you know that you're doing good work? And how do you know that your team's doing good work if you're leading a team of people? We're going to talk about a couple of tools that you can use to do that today. And these are tools that everybody kind of has. They don't realize it maybe, but we all kind of have these tools. We just often don't realize that we're using them. We haven't formalized them, so we're not able to track progress in a meaningful way. So imagine that you've just decided to drive from Boston to New York to connect with some old friends. It's very important that you're not late because you have very hard to come by reservations at an exclusive Manhattan restaurant that evening, and there's no way that they're going to hold your table if you're late. Of course, the projected trip time is based solely on the assumption that you'll be driving at the speed limit, and unfortunately, the speedometer in your car is broken. Right? Without a speedometer, it's nearly impossible to know where you are and whether you're on pace. You'll have to watch the clock as you drive. You'll have to check the occasional mileage signs on the highway and do some quick math to see how you're doing. In the end, you'll only know whether you're successful or not when you check the time when you arrive, which doesn't really do you much good if your friends have just ordered dessert. So it's not much of a stretch to say that your drive from Boston to New York to meet your friends is analogous to completing a long arc creative project. You typically have a defined time within which to complete the work, and you have clear objectives that you need to accomplish. However, many people go about their work with the equivalent of a broken speedometer. The objective is defined, the scoreboard, right, or getting to dinner on time, but they have no way to measure their progress along the way because they lack a clear dashboard, a speedometer, or some sort of mechanism for measuring how they're doing to tell them how they're progressing throughout the project. So effective creative leaders, and I would say effective creative professionals in general, maintain both a scoreboard and a dashboard for their work. These tools help them track important aspects of their team's progress, their team's health, and their team's culture. And by the way, also your progress, your health, and how you're contributing to the culture as an individual. So let's talk about the scoreboard first. The scoreboard is a concrete indicator of whether your team has accomplished its goals. It helps you, and thus the team, if you're leading a team, get really clear on what you should be aiming for. For example, you know, revenues hit 10 million, or we won a new client's business, or whatever it is. Another way to say it is that your scoreboard consists of trailing measures. You only know after the fact whether you've accomplished what you set out to do. Yes, we accomplished the objective. Yes, we hit this mark, whatever it is. I recommend that you ask 3 questions at regular intervals to help you track how you or your team is scoring. Okay, so I'm going to give you these 3 questions right now. Again, I elaborate in Herding Tigers, and I'm kind of reading from Herding Tigers right now. This is part of the book, but I do elaborate on these things much more in the chapter later. But the 3 questions I encourage you to ask as a scoreboard, at least I encourage you to consider. The first is, did we accomplish the objectives? Or did I accomplish the objectives, right? In other words, have you solved the problem that you committed to solve at the outset? If so, how do you know? If not, where did you fall short and why? It's very important that you ask this question at the end of the project. Did we accomplish the objective we set out to accomplish? Now, it's often the case that we backward rationalize. We didn't really solve the problem, but we solved another problem, so we rationalize why it was success when actually it wasn't really success. Don't do that, right? Answer the question honestly. Did you accomplish your objective? It's very important because you can't fool yourself and you can't fool your peers and your teammates. The second question is, did we or did I maintain our values in the process? Succeeding in the short run is of little use if you sell out everything you care about in the process. Did you manage to maintain your principles and operate in the way that you could be proud of? If not, did you learn something that you can apply next time? So this is the second question I believe should be part of your dashboard. The third is, are we or am I poised to do it again? So it's rare that a team is pulled together to accomplish only one goal, right? Typically, you'll be tasked with leading your team through a series of projects in order to move the organization forward. So at the very end of every project, it helps to consider whether you're able to re-engage or whether the process left you reeling, left your team completely exhausted, or left you completely exhausted. If an army is decimated in battle, it's hard to consider any ground taken as a true victory. So when discussing a completed project or a season with the team, you can use these 3 questions to determine whether you put, quote, points on the board, right, end quote. If any of these cannot be answered in the affirmative, then no points are warranted, and there should be a discussion about where things went off the rails so that you can correct for next time. So again, did we accomplish our objectives? Did we meet our value, or did we maintain our values in the process? And are we poised to do it again? I encourage you to ask all 3 of those. Now let's talk about the dashboard, because this is a little bit more difficult, a little bit more tricky. The scoreboard is the most concrete way to determine success or failure, but it cannot be the only way you measure how the team or yourself is doing. If you want to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy, you must also establish key measures on your dashboard to help you gauge progress along the way, making micro adjustments as necessary. So the dashboard helps you monitor how your team is engaging with the work. It consists of measures like how aligned you are, whether the right conversations are happening at the right times, the overall energy level and enthusiasm on the team. These are leading measures, not trailing measures like the scoreboard. These are leading measures or key indicators that you're heading in the right direction. Now, leading measures are often difficult to correlate to the goal, right? So for example, if a car's dashboard includes things like oil pressure, engine temperature, RPM, how much gas is in the tank, speed, things like that, individually, none of these tells you whether the car is going to get you to your destination. None of them do. But collectively, they tell you how the car is functioning in the moment and whether it needs maintenance. So if you ignore your dashboard warning lights for too long in a car, your car will eventually break down and you will need more costly repairs. And the same holds true for you and for your team. Now, you might accomplish difficult objective after difficult objective for a while, all the while ignoring warnings on the dashboard, but eventually you'll find that your team is burned out, your team's unmotivated, you're unmotivated, and you're largely incapable of engaging when it matters most. So what you measure may change from season to season as your needs or the needs of the team change. But I want to give you a couple of dashboard items you might want to consider, okay? The first is pace. Is the team moving too fast to adequately do the work? Do you sense that you're moving too slow and you're starting to fall behind? Have you had a conversation recently with other people about the pace and how people feel? Take note of minor missed deadlines, right? Take note of breathlessness that everybody with which everybody rushes into a meeting. Pay attention to these things because they matter. These are dashboard items that people ignore because they don't seem relevant to the conversation, but they're little warning signs you need to pay attention to. What about energy level or enthusiasm for the current project load? How connected to and excited about the work is the team at the moment? It's a difficult thing to measure and can only be determined through intentional conversation, both on the team and individual levels. Watch for redundant or uninspired ideas. How about yourself? How engaged and enthusiastic are you about your work right now? Are you obsessed with distractions or side work? You know, are you bored? How engaged are you? This should be on your dashboard. How about efficiency of communication? So if there's a lot of wait and see that's happening around you or with your team or with your collaborators, with regards to key decisions on projects or communication from people with whom you're collaborating, it can stall momentum and it can ultimately affect your ability to get things done. Do you sense that your team is running efficiently? Are you running efficiently on all cylinders? Is there something preventing you from working together smoothly? So watch for delayed approvals, watch for postponed meetings, unanswered emails. Look at your own communication. Do you have 327 unanswered emails in your inbox? If so, maybe you need to think about a system that will help you figure out which of these is important and which isn't. So you need to make sure that you're not putting unnecessary impediments, unnecessary hurdles in your way to getting the work done. You need to make things as frictionless as you possibly can. So here's my challenge for you this week. I encourage you as an exercise to create a scoreboard and create a dashboard. Take 30 minutes at some point this week to identifying what is the key measure or the key measures that we're going to use right now to define success. That would be your scoreboard. So how am I defining success over the next week? Over the next month, over the next quarter, and over the next year? What does that look like for me as a creative professional? And then I encourage you to consider what items you're going to monitor along the way as you're progressing toward those scoreboard items. What things are you going to put on your dashboard? You know, are you prolific? Are you brilliant? Are you healthy? I think those are three really, really good ones. I encourage you to consider what you're going to measure and what you're going to monitor so that you can produce the work that you're capable of producing. And again, I dive into all of this so much more deeply in the book, Herding Tigers. I encourage you to check it out if you're interested at all. And check out the Herding Tigers Workshop because I also go into it very deeply there at herdingtigersworkshop.com. All right, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.